Originally published on December 22, 2010. Obama went to beggars begging jobs. After the humiliating defeat in the midterm elections, Obama fled to a country that is housing the highest number of deprived, who make up the majority, not only in India but the world as a whole. It was very perplexing to see Mr. and Mrs. President dancing in the land of the monkeys like a clown, to forget their defeat. One must wonder if they could not find a better way to overcome their grueling defeat. The logical question to be posed here is, do the Democrats really think that Americans are so dumb that they would not understand that a country that is littered with poverty, except in its parliament, presidential palace, five-star hotels, and Bollywood, cannot be of any use to the USA or its people? They took the American jobs away at much cheaper prices, so how can they create jobs in the USA, which would be much more costly and against their own interest? According to reports, Obama has signed $10 billion agreements with the Indian government, which are future options and would stretch over a long period of time. The USA, on the contrary, is spending billions a month in Iraq and Afghanistan. How significant would these contracts be in this background is not difficult to understand. It is absolutely devious, deceptive, and ridiculous. It may, although, be contended that it is a biased approach towards India, the facts have to be told howsoever bitter they might be. India is a country that has annexed several of its smaller neighbors. She is killing minorities, like Christians, Muslims, Sikhs, and even low-caste Hindus. Hundreds of Kashmiri are being killed every day. Kashmir has been garrisoned by 500,000 soldiers, who are committing heinous crimes against the innocent, unarmed people of Kashmir for the last 65 years. India is the only country in the world that has the highest number of secessionist movements raging throughout its provinces and occupied territories. According to some published reports, there are about 90 such movements. Some of the areas where these insurgencies are raging have never been under the full control of the federal government. Police and other law enforcement agencies have no presence there and never had any writ there. It is the first country that violated the non-atomic makeup of the region. It is the only country that killed millions of Muslims at the time of partition and then killed thousands of Sikhs at the Golden Temple, the holiest shrine of Sikhs. It's got hundreds of thousands of Sri Lankans killed for a very long time by Tamil tigers. In an Indian-sponsored and funded terrorism. It is the country that broke Pakistan into two by creating Bangladesh through military intervention. It is the country that invaded Pakistan three times in 65 years. It is also training and funding Balochistan Liberation Army's terrorists operating in Pakistani territories. It has repeatedly reneged on scores of UN resolutions. It has several areas of Pakistani territories under its illicit occupation since the partition. It is the only country in the world that has disputes with almost all of its neighbors. It is the only country that is meddling in the affairs of all its neighbors, like China via Tibet, Pakistan via BLA, Balochistan Liberation Army, Sri Lanka via Tamil Tigers, and so on. India flushed out Buddhism from its territory and planted it in China and then gave asylum to the Dalai Lama, perpetuating a constant headache for China. Contrarily, she is expecting to be the permanent member of the Security Council, projecting herself as the emerging power of the world, after China, and the regional power of Asia. It has the lunatic dream of even confronting China militarily and surpassing it economically. This costly trip of the Obamas to a human wasteland should be condemned with all intensity, as the huge cost of this trip could have been used to feed hundreds of thousands of needy back home, who are jobless for a long time. According to the latest economic data, India is on the verge of collapsing in economic declination due to several factors. Economic indicators show that the meager growth, which India experienced in the past few decades, has eroded and it is on a constant decline. India is a country that is forcing several diametrically different people to live under the Indian tyranny of Akhand Bharat. To name a few such people are Goans, Sikhs, Niksal Barish, Bengalis, and so on. Ironically, the current Prime Minister of India, Manmohan Singh, has categorically accepted this reality that the militants seem to be winning and would take over the country soon. India would disintegrate soon as its constitution is frivolous, unrealistic, and illogical from any conceivable point of view. It is just a matter of a decade or two before its balkanization. If history is any guide, it seems to be confirming this notion as well. It is unable to feed its population, the military is the most inept and illogically intellectualized, which renders it a non-military bunch of killers, and the nationalistic tendencies are growing in the group/nation-centric fashion, which are intrinsically anti-Indian Union. Hindu extremism is at its height and most violent. Minorities are grossly mistreated, underprivileged, and kept so forcibly due to caste and class systems. The apologists for India and the antagonists of China, such as Fareed Zakaria, the host of GPS Gaff Par Sands, are constantly twisting the facts, depicting the rise of China worrying many countries in the area. They are misleading the American intelligentsia, academicians, and policymakers alike that these countries are looking towards the USA for a counterbalance in the area against Chinese influence. This is utter nonsense. Most of the countries in the area are very comfortable with China. Mainly because it neither dictates these countries, nor does it provide them with the blueprint of a perceived model government. It also does not conspire against these countries to topple the presumed unfriendly governments. It also does not label countries as part of the axis of evil. It has not invaded any country in recent memory on the false pretext of WMD. We all need to be on guard against these distortionists. We should demand the source or rationale of their botched assertions. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.